Have you ever been to the planet of unconditional love? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Have you ever been to the planet of unconditional love? The planet of unconditional love is a very special place. It's a very wonderful place. It is a place where the mind can just soar into its imagination to accomplish wonderful and magical ideas and experiences. Giving a seminar on the planet of unconditional love has always been a joy for me, because in expressing the comments of unconditional love, what I'm doing is expressing perhaps the ultimate desire of any human being to be itself and have fun. To be yourself and have fun means that you have no limits. Now, what sort of an attitude do you think about yourself when you think of having fun? Do you think of going to the beach, skiing? Do you think of flying an airplane? Do you think of reading a good book? Do you think of relaxing, sitting in meditation? Do you think of bliss? Do you think of illumination? What do you think of when you're thinking of relaxation? When you're thinking of doing anything you want to do, just anything you want to do? Well, when I do anything I want to do, I just have a wonderful time, because I don't think in the area of what the world is and what the world outpictures. I think of what the world is in my consciousness and what the world outpictures in my consciousness. Now, I could think that I'd have to go somewhere else to do that, perhaps to the planet of unconditional love. Because on the planet of unconditional love, as I have designed it and shared it often, the planet of unconditional love is a place where everyone loves everyone else. First, loving themselves, of course. And in loving everyone else, everyone finds beauty and goodness in themselves and in everyone else. Wherever anyone living on the planet of unconditional love is, wherever they may be on that planet, everything is in divine order. Everything is in perfect divine order. Well, for today, let's consider taking the planet of unconditional love and all of its ramifications and putting it here on Earth. Putting the planet of unconditional love here on Earth. Is that something that you could do? Is that something that you'd want to do? Is that something that sounds at all exciting? Now just let's bring it into our consciousness right here. So today, I get up after having a delightful sleep, and my body is refreshed and filled with power and energy. Every organ, action, and function of my body is operating in divine right order. All of my cells are youthful and vital and dynamic. I feel like I am at the prime of my life, and I am at the prime of my life. My body is in absolutely perfect shape. I see beautifully, I hear beautifully, I speak beautifully. My voice is like the choir of angels. My sight is whatever I choose to see, I can see. My hearing, whatever I choose to hear, I can hear. I don't have to have any tape recorders or digital players or MP3s. I hear the music I want to hear in my heart, in my soul, in my being, and clearly. And I hear any rendition I know or think I know, and then I hear the renditions that I have never heard before. I didn't never hear them before because they didn't exist. I have never heard them before because I have not tuned into them. So I'm walking along, and I think to myself, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. And I look out upon the fields, and I see them rich whatever it is that I see them in. I love flowers. I love fields of flowers. I go over near Escondido and they have acres and acres and acres of flowers just blooming up the hillsides, and they are glorious to see. I've been to Holland and seen the tulips in great profusion blooming everywhere. Now you see, I don't have to be in Holland, and I don't have to be in Escondido. I don't have to be in all these places where these lovely flowers are. I just mentally go there, and I mentally see them. And I see them as beautiful as it was. And you know, some days when I'm there, the wind is blowing the other direction. And so the fragrance of the flowers is not blowing toward me, and I don't smell it. Other days, it just inundates me with its glory and its wonder and magic. And I just am in awe as I smell the beautiful fragrance of the flowers. And I can do that right now. I can do that right now because I'm the creator of my world. I'm the creator of all the experiences that I have. And this world is the world of unconditional love. So now I create these beautiful, beautiful flowers blooming all around me. And as I create these beautiful flowers blooming all around me, I am having such a wonderful time, such a glorious time. I look about me and I see the colors. Oh, yes. I see the colors, absolute, pristine. I see the flow and the glow and the blending of the colors, the harmonizing of the colors as they broadcast themselves across these acres and acres and almost miles, square miles of land. It seems so broad, so great, so grand. It is something that it just utterly amazes me. And yet, I can go there and be happy. I can be here and see it in my mind's eye and see it just as clearly, just as beautifully, just as completely, and I can smell the fragrance just as powerfully. Because I live in unconditional love. But you say, I've done that too. I've experienced those things too. You mean I was experiencing unconditional love when I did that? You certainly were. You certainly were. We experience unconditional love when we open our hearts to the possibilities of the greatness that could be. All right, now, we have Holland, the Netherlands. We have Escondido and many other places, I'm sure. Now, let's consider where we would like to have our flowers, all right? I look in my backyard in Wisconsin on 1777 North 83rd Street in Wauwatosa, and I look in my backyard and I see Mrs. Kunich's backyard, my neighbor, and she gives me her backyard and I have my backyard, and my backyard, my brother Ray takes over and he puts beautiful flowers in there. And Mrs. Kunmich's backyard, which is about a quarter of an acre, I take that over. And I put in there vegetables, row upon row of radishes and lettuce and beets and tomatoes and corn and peas and carrots and everything you can imagine. My brother Ray, with his beautiful flowers and all so gloriously well tended, so beautiful in their shape, are lovely to see. My vegetables are lovely to eat. But right this minute, though I was a teenager when I was doing this, I'm back there. I'm seeing my garden as beautiful as you could want to imagine it. Everything green. I don't remember having any bugs. I don't remember having any bug sprays. I don't remember having any critters that came in and tried to eat up my vegetables before I had a chance to enjoy them. I don't remember the rainstorm matting down my crops so that I couldn't enjoy them. I don't remember the wind blowing and making my crops unhappy. I lived in a condition of unconditional love at that time and still do. And as I lived in that, I surrounded my garden with my unconditional love, and I didn't know I was doing it. I just loved my garden so completely. I loved my brother's garden also, because it was so beautiful to look at and just sort of gave me a rest for my eyes when I turned from my own gardening to his, and I'd see how beautiful the flowers look. And I imagine my brother looked over at my garden and thought to himself, those peas look good. You see, the thing is, our mind can create for us anything we like. anything that we want to experience, anything that makes us happy. We can live in unconditional love right here and right now. The planet of unconditional love exists within each of us. The planet of unconditional love is a planet on which we think beautiful thoughts of unconditional love about all creation, all of the time. Whenever we're thinking about anything, we're thinking about that certain wonderful something as unconditional love. What other areas of unconditional love could you imagine? Well, can you imagine that you're just taking apart an engine? You take apart an engine? My goodness sakes, I never took apart an engine, you say. Well, no, you take apart an engine. And you have this lovely little engine, and it is yours to do with as you wish. And so you take it apart gently, piece by piece, and you look at how it's made, and you say, isn't that beautiful? And you say to yourself, this is a little two-horse engine, two-cylinder engine. It's a very wonderful little engine. So you take it apart, you put the parts down on the piece of cardboard next to where you're working, making sure all the parts are right where they should be. And then after you've looked it over and you saw what's going on, and you see how it is put together and how it's taken apart, you put it back together. Now, does the question ever enter your mind that I don't know how to put it back together? If the question enters our mind, then we are not living in unconditional love. When we live in unconditional love, we say, I took it apart, I put it back together again. Perfect. I have that absolute unconditional love for this engine. I have that universal wisdom within me that guides me to do the things that are perfect to do. I know exactly how to do this. And then you put the engine together, perhaps more quickly than you took it apart. But you put it together, and you know exactly how to pull the wrench to torque each of the bolts so that they stay in place perfectly. And in no time at all, you have the little engine back together. And you put oil in it, and you put gas in it, and you pull the cord, and up she goes into a wonderful movement, into a wonderful putt-putt-putting. And you think to yourself, that was fun. That was fun. And unconditionally, you love the engine. And then you shut the engine off, and you put it away. You had your experience with that. Now, you visualize that you're having fun. You do not have to take the engine apart for some reason. You don't have to take it apart because it doesn't work. You take it apart because you want to see how it functions inside. And then you put it together with that same delight of knowing how it functions. Now, you don't have to take it apart to see how it functions. You can mentally know how it functions because you are unconditional love and you are omniscient. You know all things. You don't have to take it apart, but it's fun. And all of life is designed to be fun. On the planet of unconditional love, all is fun, all is joy, all is peace, all is harmony, all is wonderful. And so, if we live in the consciousness of the planet of unconditional love, we live in the consciousness of all is peaceful, all is harmony, all is love, all is marvelous, all is fantastic. And we have this illumination that floods through our being that says, yes, yes, yes. We have this illumination that floods through our being that says, go for it. Whatever you want to touch, whatever you want to do, you know instantly how to handle it perfectly. So then, my sister, May, has always been a wonderful artist. And she painted everything under the sun. And so now, she's in the backyard, and she's painting a canvas, and then she decides to go in the house. And I see an empty canvas lying there next to her easel, and I pick up the empty canvas and I put it on her easel. And in unconditional love, I say to myself, a beautiful picture. And then I take the paintbrushes, and never having done it before and having no interest in it other than this moment, I take each paintbrush and I say, okay, I'm going to paint the landscape right there, just the way it looks. I take my mental camera, and I cast the picture upon the canvas, and then I fill the lines in with paint from my mental camera, from my mental expectation of what it is. And I put the paintbrush into the palette and pick up this paint or that paint or this red, green, blue, brown, black, whatever I choose to have, the white, and then I blend it all together to make the wonderful landscape of my beautiful victory garden that I have there. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And the painting is perfect and pure and beautiful. It looks exactly like my garden. In fact, it is so wonderful, Michelangelo would say, excellent. And that's a lovely thing. But you see, this is me. And then my sister Mary comes back out again, and she says, what have you done with my canvas there? I plan to use that. I said, oh, sorry. So then I splash a little bit of turps on it and wash it off, and the canvas is back to her pristine state, and she goes about painting. I had my perfect picture. I live in my planet of eternal love, of unconditional love, and as I live in that, I don't need to possess anything. I don't need to claim anything. It reminds me of the time my mother was helping my brother with his motel in Laguna Beach. And one of the people who was staying there liked to pay for his rent by painting pictures for the hotel. And so he said to my mother, let me paint a picture for you. So he painted a beautiful picture of a sea nymph. It's a beautiful naked lady coming out of the ocean. And mother said, you know, that's very nice, but it really wouldn't fit in my home. There's just no place that I would have the courage to hang it, you know. It was beautifully done. And so he says, oh, no problem, give me the painting back. So he took the painting back, and he took out his paintbrush, and he painted a beautiful ocean wave splashing in upon the shore of the beach, and a lovely, dynamic, colorful, bright, sparkling picture right on top of the sea nymph. Well, underneath there is that other lady. Well, now, in unconditional love, there's no judgment. My mother didn't say that's a bad picture, or that's not a naughty picture or something. She just said, in her house, that would seem to be out of place a little bit. Perhaps in an art gallery, it would be ideal. It would be beautiful. So then, no possession on his part. No saying, well, I did a lot of work on that, and I did a lot of... He didn't say that. He just says, okay. He said, I love to paint. I just love to paint. I am in unconditional love, but I'm loving to paint, you know. And so he painted the new painting within a very short time and gave it to her. And she says, yes, that I like very much. That I want to put in my house. Now, true, she said, I like that very much and I want to put it in my house. And these are conditional situations. But she was responding to his unconditional love. And her unconditional love allowed her to say, hey, that I choose and that I don't. That I want in my world and that I don't want in my world. Unconditional love is not just a matter that we accept everything and say good. We accept everything good and say good. We accept everything in unconditional love and we say that that is beautiful and that is wonderful. And as we're saying these things, we're having a great time. We're having a wonderful time of expressing harmony and peace and wonder and love. Have you been to the planet of unconditional love before? Well, go there. Go there right in your heart. Go right into your heart and just think of all of the beautiful things that you see in the world. Think of all the beautiful things that, if the world were really expressing them to their fullest, what a glorious world there would be. Go to the parts of the world where people are having discussions and feeling unhappy with each other and see them at peace. Go wherever you wish and see harmony and love and joy being manifest in the lives of everyone. Mentally, go to your household and see your family as the most unconditionally loving family in the universe. Joyfully sharing with one another, joyfully finding the good in one another all the time, just like you do. Think of our federal government here. and think how wonderful they are and how glorious they are and what a good job they're doing for the nation. And as I think about what a good job they do, I am in unconditional love about them. Think of our local county and state governments and see them doing a wonderful job for maintaining and bringing up our world, because that's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. They're to do your bidding. And if your bidding is unconditional love, if your bidding is harmony, peace, happiness, joy, and truth for everyone, then that's what they will do. Now, wherever you go, as you walk into stores, as you go into theaters, as you go into restaurants, wherever you go into the park, you go down to the beach, you go anywhere, see everything with unconditional love. And then this planet, Earth, will take on a new attitude about itself. And that attitude will be that of unconditional love. Beautiful, fantastic, glorious, perfect, right now. The planet of unconditional love is in each one of us. Enjoy it now. Claim it now. Make it yours now, because it is. Have a great day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.